Hey, what up? This is Dante, Glenn's assistant, and you're listening to the Energy Awareness Podcast. Enjoy.
Welcome, everybody. Hey, this is Glenn Ackerman going live on a beautiful Memorial Day. Just want to do a quick class on how to perceive and awaken to multidimensional reality. Okay, so if this is your first time hearing me, I created a training called Energy Awareness Training. And Energy Awareness Training is all about perceiving multiple dimensions, multiple realities in life from an energetic perspective. And this is so important because when you move from a normal, what I call 3D consciousness, and you become energetically aware, your ability to see life and to perceive life just opens up dramatically. And that's what I wanted to give you some really good tips today on how to start doing that. I started energy awareness training because I that there was a lot more going on in the life than we could see. And I didn't know how to perceive it. I just knew, you know, I remember being in my, you know, in my parents' house, you know, we had a nice view of the hills and just looking and going, man, I know there's more going on than what I can see and what I can taste and what I can hear, but I don't know how to access that. And through the journeys that I've been taking in personal development, which I go over in other videos, I began to see that the missing link for us to live our true potential, our full potential, is the ability to be energetically aware. Okay. Hey, we got a few people coming on. Alex, welcome. Tyson, welcome. Glad you guys are here. There's more people coming on. I'm going to do a quick one today on the ability to open up our awareness. That's why I call the work that I do energy awareness training. Because there is so much more going on than we're normally aware of. And when you're able to see these alternate dimensions, you're able to see these dimensions, it opens up a whole new channel of life for you. And that's what happened to me in my quest to overcome the stuff that I was dealing with personally, anxiety, stress, fear, you know, inner doubt, all these things that most people deal with. I went through the whole personal development routine, as you may have heard me speak, and it wasn't until I became energetically aware, until the true power of energy awareness hit me, that I was able to make profound changes in my life. And I know everybody out here wants to make changes. I mean, we all have that in common. We all may want to make different changes, but we all want to make changes. And there's been a challenge in being able to do so. And so many of the times we wake up and we go, how did I get here? You know, especially if you don't like something that's going on, you know, if you're unhappy with your job or you're unhappy with your weight or you're not happy with your relationship or health, et cetera. And you go, man, there seems to be this rut I'm in or this pattern that I'm in. It just continuing on and on. And how do I do something about it? Well, the normal channels are just to think positive or use willpower or get motivated, et cetera. But what I found out is that when you become energetically aware and recognize that when you become energetically aware, it's like you're living in a whole different planet. And all the questions that we have about why is this happening to me? Why is that happening to me? Why am I in this situation? You know, how can I break free of this particular pattern or this particular situation that I'm in? You know, because we all know that change isn't easy. We all know that. And a lot of times when we're trying to make change, we take, you know, two steps forward, three steps back. Well, today I want to talk to you about how to become more energetically aware. And I have a YouTube channel where I have lots of videos on different aspects of energy awareness. But today I want to give you just an opening that I think will really help you in navigating this thing called life. So in the understanding is, don't wake up every day and we think, you know, at least I do, or used to, and go, how do things work? Why are things the way they are? Why is this life the way it is? You know, why am I here and I want to be here and I get closer and something pulls me back, right? It just, what is that thing? Well, it's because we're operating in a multi-dimensional reality, okay? Now, what does that mean? Well, in our normal operating state, what we've grown up with since we were kids is a three-dimensional reality, three dimensions, which is basically, you know, what we can see, hear, measure, and what other people agree are, you know, is the way things are. So we grow up and, you know, we go to school, we get a job, get a relationship, maybe get married, go through the functions. And yet there's so many questions that we have. Why do I have this habit? You know, why can't I, you know, make more money? Or why can't I be more happier? Or why can't I get into better shape? All these why. So much of life is, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. So one of the things that we do in energy awareness training, and energy awareness training is a comprehensive method on being able to identify how the energies work and how we can be aware of how they work and use the energies that are here to lift us up, to build us up, and get rid of the energies and dissolve the energies that want to take us down. So when we ask the question, why is this happening to me? You know, why am I in this situation? What's it all about, right? Okay. So the concept of the three, the multidimensional reality. So we live in a 11, 12, maybe more dimensions going on. So what that means is there's a lot more going on than we can see. There's a lot more operating that we know about. So I was going, if that's the case, then how do you access that? And how can I be more, use more of that? Because do the math. If there's a 10 or 12 dimensional reality, and we're only accessing 3%, you know, 3% of that, that means we're leaving, we're seeing maybe 10 to 20% of what's going on in life. And that means that 70 to 80%, we're not aware. That's why I call my work energy awareness training, to identify the energies that are affecting us. We've got some more people coming on. I just want to say hi to everybody. Hey, Tyler, Gus, you with me again. Love it. Cheryl, thanks for being here. Liz, you got on early. Great. Hi, Amanda. Tyson, great. So today we're talking about how to recognize and access more of life. And I'm talking about the dimensions. I mentioned this briefly in my talk yesterday, but I'm going to center on it here today. This is going to be a short one. I'm just going to make a couple of key points so you can enjoy your holiday. So doesn't it make sense that if there's 12 dimensions, 10 to 12 dimensions roughly in that area, and we're only seeing, and we're living in a three-dimensional reality, we're missing out on about 80%. And so when I did the math, I got, wow, that's a lot to miss out on. Now, somebody could say to me, well, Glenn, how do you know? You know, how do you know there, we can access these other dimensions? And how do you know that you can really do this, right? Okay. Well, the scientific aspect of it, about the multidimensional realities, you can look it up yourself. You know, Brian Greene's work on string theory, quantum physics. You can look at Michio Kaku's book on hyperspace, if you're interested in the science about all the different dimensions that we live in. I'm interested in science only as it pertains to personal growth, development, and then I can do something with it. Not interested in, you know, theories or, you know, science books. And some people were scientific eggheads when I was growing up, but I'm interested in the science as it relates to, you know, the topic of energy awareness training. So I want you to really get something out of this. So you ask, well, how does this affect me? So what if there are three dimensions? Or so what if there are 10 dimensions? You know, how does that affect me in my life, you know, in trying to make changes in my life and trying to move forward and trying to make more money, have a better, you know, be more healthy, the basics that we're motivated for. It affects you this way. Because every day we have to make decisions about our lives. Every day we go, okay, what am I going to do about this? What am I going to do about that? What am I going to do about this, et cetera? What am I going to do about this? So based on the information that we have for our health, for our money, for our investments, you know, for our jobs, you know, for our families, et cetera, trying to do the right thing. And yet so many of the times we make the wrong decision. And we think, and you wonder, how'd that happen? You know, I wanted to be here and get these certain results, and I end up over here. You know, what's going on? Well, what's going on is simply you didn't see the total impact of the decision that you made. So what I'm here to say is that imagine if you got 10 or 20% of the information about something, okay? Imagine if you got 80% of the information about person, place, or thing. Would that be helpful? Would your percentage of being right and making the right decisions increase? Well, you better believe they would. And that's the magic and the power of energy awareness training, is when you start to see, whoa, there's a lot more going on here than I thought. So I want to give you some practical tools here on how you can start to open up. So you've heard me say the analogy of energies. You know, I use the iceberg analogy, 10% above the water, 90% below the water. And the Titanic wasn't sunk by the 10%. We're not sunk by the 10%. It's the 90% that has the influence and that has the most effect on our lives. So you've heard me say that which we can see, we can control. That which we can't see controls us. So energy awareness training is about being more aware of these hidden energies of this energetic world we live in. And that was a turning point in my development when I began to stop looking in the 10% for what, you know, okay, how do I solve this problem? Or what do I do about this? What do I do about that? You know, because think about it. If you knew what to do about something, you do it. Right? If you knew what to do about, you know, a relationship that's kind of gone stale, you do something about it. If you knew what to do about, you know, a health challenge that you had or a particular situation, you would. The problem comes when we don't know. We don't know what to do about something, right? And then you're like, oh, I don't know. And then we go into what I call a closed loop thinking pattern. And what a closed loop thinking pattern is, starting to trying to figure out something that you don't know the answer to, you know, like what's a good analogy here? You know, opening a drawer and, you know, looking for your socks in a drawer and the drawer is empty. Well, no socks in those drawers. You can keep opening that drawer 100 times. There's going to be no socks in there if it's not in there. And yet so much of the time we keep asking ourselves, what do I mean to do about this? Well, I don't know. I should know, but I don't know. Why don't I know? I don't know. What's wrong with me? And then that direction takes us into a low vibration energy pattern. Again, two energies we're dealing with. Out of the multitude of energies we're dealing with either high vibration energy, which is the energy that we want, happiness, joy, wealth, peace, openness, connected, love, all the good stuff here in high vibration energy, versus the low vibration energy, which is the stuff that we don't want, the anxiety, the stress, the worry, the doubt, the fear, the lack, the neediness, the anger, the desperation, all that stuff. So we're constantly in an energetic tug of war every day between these energies. One of them that wants to build us up. This is the high vibration energy. We'll put it over here. And then the low vibration energy over here. Okay. So that's important in being able to recognize higher dimension, higher dimensional consciousness. So when we recognize energetic laws, you know, I'm giving you different bullet points here. All of this stuff is covered in my course, Energy Awareness Training, that you can look up online. You can learn the course. You can study with me personally. You know, we have all sorts of social media. I'm on Instagram, you know, here, Facebook, YouTube, etc. But I want to give you a couple of key factors. But, you know, you may hear me repeat some of the concepts that you've heard before if you're on these videos, but I have to make these points before I get to the main point, because they're, it's all built upon each other. It's all, it's like a platform, you know, one on top of the other. So we establish that we're energetic beings. First off, we're constantly dealing with energy. So if you learn that first point, that we're living in an energetic planet, that everything that we're dealing with here is energy, people, places, things, activities, everything is energy. And why is that so important? When people say, who cares? Well, here's why you should care. Because again, every day we're navigating this world trying to do the best for ourselves and our family, you know, and stay away from the worst, right? The worst things that could happen. So every day we have to make decisions, and of course, we want to make high vibration energy decisions. We want to make decisions and move in directions and behaviors that will start lifting us up. And we want to stay away from the stuff that's going to cause us problems or anxieties and stress. Okay. Now, when you become energetically aware, you begin to see the world in a whole new different place. You begin to look for the energies around things. That's what I want to know. When I meet somebody, when I'm about to do a business deal, or if I'm going to go out on a date, or if I have to make a decision on a place to go, whatever it is, I want to make the right decision, right? I want it to work out. So what I do, what people normally do in the third dimension reality is you look at the facts. That's what most people do. Look at the facts. And from an intellectual point, then okay, well, this makes the most sense, right? So this is what I do. Because we're taught intellect is king, isn't it? Since we've been in school, intellect, figure it out. You know, what's the equation here? Figure it out. And that's important for us in a three-dimensional reality to figure stuff out. Figure out, okay, what am I going to eat today? Okay, is there gas in the car? Okay, who do I got to call today, etc. So we're going through these different intellectual things to figure out in the third dimension reality. Okay, now, what you've all recognized, I certainly did, that there's a lot more than just figuring stuff out. Because how many times have we logically went into a relationship, whether it's a personal or a business relationship, or made a decision about something, and it was, on paper, it looked great, right? Made perfect sense, and yet it didn't work out. You know, you scratch your head, you go, man. And then at the end, you go, ah, if only I knew then what I knew now, I never would have done this, or I wouldn't have proceeded forward. So what that means is that there were conditions, there were situations, there was data, information, right at the time that you were making a decision that you couldn't access, that you weren't aware of. And when I'm talking about higher dimensions, you know, it's not some spooky thing. It's just, hey, there are frequencies that we can see, and there's frequencies that we can't see. It's, you know, like you can't see, you know, radio waves, you can't see infrared light. There are certain, you know, things that can be measured, but you can't see it with the naked eye, or you can't perceive it. And so much of life is like this. There are opportunities to get presented to us every day that we have to make decisions on. And we go with, usually in the third dimension reality, thinking about it. Well, what I'm suggesting to you is, In energy awareness training, I teach that there are multiple things happening at the same time. You may have heard the, multiple dimensions or parallel universes, or, that science speak for just going, hey, there's more going on here than just this. So I use the example of a decision that didn't work out, where at the end, when you're at the effect of the decision, maybe it's a breakup, or maybe it's a disappointing business venture that didn't work out. At the end, you see clearly, oh, I didn't see that this person was this way, or I didn't see that this factor was taking place, or I wasn't aware of this, boom, boom, boom. And if only I had been aware then I would have made a better decision, or maybe would not have done this. Okay, are we all on the same page? You guys getting it? Okay, hey, a lot of people coming on. Welcome, everybody. Glad you're here with me on this Memorial Day holiday. Appreciate it. If you just give me a shout out on the chat, just say hi. I'd appreciate it, because that helps me with the broadcast. If you're, what did I do here? Hold on. I'm back. I'm coming back. Oh, the close-up nobody wants. Okay, here we go. Little technical difficulties here, folks. Sorry about that here. Lower that a little bit. I guess it's time for my close-up. Looking for this. Thank you. Hold on 1 second, guys. About to make a brilliant point here. So I'll just move back a little farther then, I guess that's what I'll do. Okay, let me stay in with what I'm doing. Just try just when it was getting interesting, you push the wrong button and then boom, there it goes. Sorry for the delay, guys. Okay, I don't know how to lower this window here. See, there's more going on than we thought. That's my point. All right. So, at any rate, let me get a little different back up a little bit here. Good. So there's more going on. Well, what do you do about it? So what I want to share with you is that everything that we're dealing with in multiple dimensions. So for example, when we make a decision, we're moving into a cause and effect reality. So I make a decision, I'm going to skip breakfast today. I don't have time. I'm going to skip breakfast. Okay. So at that moment, I'm dealing with a, what time is it? Oh, I gotta get going. I'm gonna be late. In that moment, I'm operating the third dimensional reality. What I'm not aware of, or what most people aren't aware of, is that decision that I made puts into an energetic expansion. Here's what I mean. Energy is always expanding. And high vibration energy or low vibration energy, it's always expanding. So the decision that I made here to skip breakfast, I'm just taking something, pretty simple. That's going to have an effect upon me. That's going to create another energetic direction, which is about 10 o'clock, my blood sugar is going to go down. And my stomach's gonna be growling, and all of a sudden, I may get lightheaded. which is going to affect whatever I'm doing at 10 o'clock, which is going to bring me in a direction where I got to interrupt what I'm doing at 10 o'clock to go eat something or have something or go out to get something to deal with that condition. So you see how everything is cause and effect. Everything has an effect on each other. So what I want to share with you today, the big lesson here is all of our decisions are multidimensional. So, here's an example. I decided to go to the gym. I'm gonna start working out. Gonna get on a program, start working out. Okay, great. Make the decision to do that. Well, then gonna do that at 5 o'clock today. All right, 5 o'clock today comes, and there's something else going on. Right? People are going to have a barbecue, or it's a holiday, or this, So I blow off my decision to go to the gym. Right? Oh, I'll go tomorrow. That's a big deal. What happens in that particular moment is that is opening up another energetic direction that we're not even aware of. So especially when we say we're going to do something and we don't do it, what happens is that is an energy in itself. So remember in the beginning of the class today, I said we've got two different energies, right? We've got the high vibration that we want and the low vibration energy that pulls us down. So what's happening is I'm feeding an energy. I'm feeding a direction that I want to go into. So of course we all want high vibration energy in everything that we do, right? And yet, so much of the time we get thrown into a low vibration energy direction. So one of the reasons why that is because we don't understand that what we do, either in high vibration or low vibration energy, creates another direction. It's creating a direction. And the direction may be where we want to go, and it may be where we don't want to go. So in that particular situation, I'm going to go to the gym, because I have in my mind, I want to get into shape. I want to be healthier. I want to do something positive in my life. Great. That's a direction that you decided to go into. The action that you're taking either validates that, or if you don't do it, it destabilizes it. Okay. So when I break my commitment to go to the gym, you think, oh, what's the big deal? I'm going to go tomorrow. I'm like, okay. Well, what's happened is that you've taken an energetic direction that you've decided on, and you've stalled it, or you redirected it to not doing it. And what that does is it creates an energetic circuit in an energetic direction. So, do you remember the story about, I think it was a story about the good wolf and the bad wolf. Imagine that you're camping and you're in this cave and you're with somebody and they say, oh, there's good wolves out there and there's bad wolves. They go, good wolves and bad wolves? What are you talking about? Well, there's the good wolves who are friendly and you come up and you can pet them and they're nice wolves. And then there's the other wolves that are mean and angry and want to bite you. And the guy says, well, how do you know which one's which? How do you know which is the strongest one will come around? And the story is, well, it all depends on which one you feed. Whichever one you're feeding is going to come back again and again. So when I'm talking about an energetic direction, there's always at least two things happening when we make a decision or when we take an action. There is the thing that we're dealing with, and there's the energy direction that it creates. So in the example of me going to the gym and blowing off my commitment, in the third dimensional world, it's no big deal, right? I'll go tomorrow or I'll go next week or whatever. I'm gonna go to the barbecue tonight. But in the energetic worlds, in the upper dimensions, that's creating a direction of procrastination. That's creating a direction of breaking my word. That's creating a direction that says, something else is more important than what I committed to doing. And I'll get back to this later. Now, why is that so important? Again, is to understand the two directions that we're going in. Okay, you're either moving in a high vibration energy or low vibration energy. And over time, you know, we wonder, you know, how do we get in this situation? Like if somebody is overweight and they need to get in shape, how do I get this way? Well, you got this way and you're not aware of it. You got this way because it wasn't a priority for you. It wasn't a commitment. It was something that you're interested in. You'll do it if you get some time. You'll do it if you get around to it, etc. But it wasn't something that you were energetically committed and that you were dedicated to getting it done. Now, that's all three-dimensional talk. The upper dimensions that I'm talking about just sees, oh, you know, the energy is going to go, okay, what energy is the decision going to create? Is it going to create me in a high vibration or a low vibration? So when I break my commitment, that creates a low vibration. Because when we break our commitments, or we don't do what we say we're going to do, we don't feel that good. It's like, yeah, I know. You know, that feeling, oh, yeah, I know I should do this and like this, right? And that creates an energy on its own. So one of the things that, you know, you hear me teaching when I talk about the different energies is that procrastination is a low vibration energy. Why? Because when you're putting something off, you're saying, okay, I'm not going to do it in this moment. Some other moment I'm going to do it at. And the energies go, okay, not a priority. So what you've put out and what you've connected to is you pushed it away. You said it's not important right now. In the future, it'll be important, but it's not important right now. So what this does, it generates energetic momentum. And that's what the key thing I want to just leave you with here today on today's talk. What direction are your actions taking you? So, for example, if you want to make more money, for example, you want to make more money and you recognize, hey, you know, I need to make more money. And so you have your job. And when can you do that? Well, I can do it in the evenings, I guess. Okay. But on the evenings, you like to go home and relax and watch TV, you know, or get online or whatever. So there's going to be some resistance to that new decision, that new thing you want to do. There always is, because wherever it is that you want to go, or whatever it is that you want to do, there's already something in its place. Okay, is there already something in its place? So you're going to have to take that thing that's in its place and move it out, and move the new energy in. And that's not comfortable. You know, maybe you're used to relaxing and taking it easy when you come home from work. Last thing I want to do is, you know, do another job or you know, be thinking about something else. Well, if you want to make more money, or you want to go back to school, or you want to take on a new skill, there's gonna be some switch, or some people call it sacrifice, or some payment that you have to make. That's just the way it is. Now, when you are consistently focused and performing in what you need to do, that creates an energetic momentum. And that's a high vibration energy momentum. So as you're consistently performing and doing, you know, the thing that you committed to do on a regular basis, that's creating an energetic momentum that's going to make it easier for you to do that. See, the energies will line up into whatever you demonstrate. So if I'm serious about learning a new skill or attending night school or studying, the more that I do that creates an energetic momentum for me to get it easy, to make it easier. So that's, you know, and that thing done over time will create a habit, and then it's locked in, because we're basically creatures of habit. But to break a habit that we don't like, Oh man, that's tough. Especially when the body's going, oh, it's not comfortable. Oh, it's going to take more effort, right? So the key way for you to be able to start recognizing higher dimension energy is to recognize there's always two things happening. There's what you're doing, and there's the energetic direction that it's creating. Okay? And that energetic direction is either one of two things. It's either taking you up to where you need to go, or it's pulling you down to where you don't want to go. So there's no surprise when you go, well, when you say, well, how did I get in the situation I'm in right now? How did I get into this rut? And what do I do to get out of it? It's simply this. You're creating the directions of your life based on what you do or what you don't do. And whichever one you choose creates an energetic direction. Okay, so if if I know I'm supposed to study tonight, but I blow it off. Okay, that's creating an energetic direction. That's gonna make what I want to do tougher. It's gonna put me in a low vibration energy, which gives me upfront pleasure and long-term suffering. So if I go, yeah, I know I'm supposed to study, or I got class tonight, but everybody's going out for pizza, or there's a game on tonight, and you blow it off, right? Okay, so you'll have your upfront pizza, or you'll have your fun with the friends, but what's that doing? That's creating an energetic direction, taking you away from the things that you want, and that done over time creates our reality. It creates our behaviors. So you may have heard me say that life doesn't come to us, it comes from us. Okay? Boy, if you learn one thing about energy awareness, that's a key factor. And I remind myself that every day, because what we want to do is we want to blame, oh, I don't have what I want because of him, or it's the weather, or it's my situation, or it's what my parents did to me, or like, no. It all comes from inside. It all comes from us. It all comes from our energy. We're energetic sending and receiving vehicles. So the good news is, if you don't like your life, you can recreate it. That's the good news. Now, when you're 100% responsible, or what I call response able, that gives you the power. And the power comes when you recognize, oh, I'm living in a multidimensional world here. And what I do is operating on a multiple dimensions. So that's why in our courses, we teach you, hey, be in as much high vibration energy as you can. We start the day by going into a high vibratory frequency. And the exercises that we teach, every day, you're cleaning out your low vibration energy, and you're moving into a higher vibratory field before you even leave the house. Why? Because your energy is going out into the world, good, bad, or ugly. It's going out into the world. You can't help it. Wherever you go, there's a frequency around you, and that frequency is based upon your internal energy, your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, and that creates your behaviors, and your behaviors ultimately create your life. So when you become energetically aware, you recognize, hey, a thought is an energy. I have a thought that it's a beautiful day, and I'm so grateful to be alive. That's a thought. And that thought has an energy, which is high vibration energy. If you have a thought that says, well, my life sucks, I need more money, I need a better relationship, I'm like, okay, that thought has an energy too, but it's over here in a low vibration energy. And we know high vibration energy wants to build us up. The low vibration energy wants to take us down. So the key thing to be aware today is to be able to open up your awareness. That's why I called my work energy awareness training. I could have called it energy mastery or energy training or energy success. And no, I thought about it and I decided to call it energy awareness training, because the more aware you are of the energies that you are beaming out and that you're taking in, the more of an opportunity that you can see in life. And most of us have been so unaware. You know, remember that ad when we were kids? Oh, I could have had a V8. Remember that one? Oh, I could have had a V8. That means if only I had known then what I know now, I would have chosen differently, or I could have had more going on. And as we progress, you know, in our lives, as we get older, as we have more experience, we begin to see, you know, the dots start to get filled in, and the jigsaw puzzle starts to come along. You just go, oh, so that's why that happened. And as you investigate your life from an energetic point of view, you'll be able to see that the milestones in your life, especially the stuff that you didn't like that happened, that had an effect on you, is still in play. We'll talk about that in another class. But right now, today, to become multi-dimensionally aware means to understand there's more than, there's at least two or more things going on at the same time. What we're doing in the physical or the 3D world, and the implications of what that does to us in the energetic worlds. Because life is like an escalator. I'll use this example. Okay, we're constantly moving in a direction. We're all moving in a direction. Now, the question is it the direction that you want? Most people don't even recognize we're on the escalator of life. We're just gonna go with the flow and see what happens and hope for the best. And so many times things happen to us that we were unaware of, or that we didn't want to have happen. And we think, well, how did that happen? How did I get here? Why am I in this place? It's simple, because you didn't recognize that the actions that you were taking was creating a multi-dimensional energetic direction. Right? You think, so what if I blow this off, or I don't keep this commitment? Or so what if I'll put off getting in shape, or I put off, you know, a great one is, putting off retirement. It'll work out someday. Okay, well, what direction is that? If I just say I'll deal with it later, or I'll put it, what direction is that? It's a low vibration energy direction. It's just like you're just blowing it off. So the universe is conscious, and it responds to us. Okay, I'm going to leave you with this one. The universe is constantly responding to our energies. You know, this is an interactive world we live in. And, you know, there are plenty of books and research that validate that, you know, we're living in a cause and effect world. In quantum science, it says that a butterfly's wings in China can affect the weather in Canada. You know, from it's a what they call quantum entanglement. We'll go over that in a future class. But it means, man, there's more going on than meets the eye. And your actions are creating an energetic direction. And so much of the time, we're not even aware of our actions that we're taking. We're thinking, what the heck? So I'm here to say that the actions that you take, the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions, the behaviors, all of these things are creating an energetic direction or an energetic momentum. Okay? And remember, all energy has a power, a purpose, a frequency, and a direction. All energy has a direction. Thoughts have a direction, moving up, moving down. Feelings have a direction, moving up, moving down. Emotions have directions, moving up, moving down. And behaviors have a direction, moving up, moving down. Now, there's no sign that says, okay, this thought is high vibration, this thought is low vibration. This, you know, it doesn't work that way. All of this stuff that I'm telling you about operates below the surface. It operates in a hidden dimension. And it's not accessible unless you're aware of it. You got to be aware of it. You got to be aware of these energies that are inside of you that are having an effect on you. And so much of our lives, you know, as I mentioned in the video yesterday, we don't come in here with a clean slate. We come in here with being influenced by, you know, our ancestors, being influenced by our parents, being influenced by the stuff that happens to us when we're growing up, etc. And these energies are constantly interacting with each other. And if you don't take control of them, they will take control of you. It's like, you know, being out in the ocean and nobody's driving the boat. Nobody's driving the boat. Well, but what's going to happen? The boat's going to zigzag all around and eventually, you know, hit land. So I'm encouraging you today to become more aware, and it just resonate on the concept that everything you do, everything you think, creates an energy, and that energy has a direction. It's going one place or the other. Okay. And if you're not aware of it, a lot of the times the energy is going to go where you don't want it to go. So when you're aware of, okay, I'm watching my thoughts, I'm watching my feelings, I'm watching my emotions, I'm watching the energies that they go into, because energy is always expanding. So we're always, it's called creating your life. We all create our lives. We all create it. Whether we're either aware that we're doing it or we're not aware that we're doing it, but we're all creating our lives. And there's always more than going on that meets the eye. At least two things happening, probably three or four things happening at the same time. But that's what it means to be able to perceive in a multidimensional reality. Okay, I'm going to take one more stab at putting this window down. I'm pretty much tried everything under the sun here to lower this thing out, and haven't been able to because I want to take some questions if they're around. Pushing that one. Against the window. Sorry for the... Okay, so sorry for the technical difficulty. That's your class for today. I'm going to call it, and hope you guys have a great day. I hope you're enjoying these wonderful new photographic effects of me, and that'll be it for class today. Okay, so hope you guys have a great day. Lots of love.
Woo! Now that was an episode. So good. Listen, if you're ready to change your life and unlock and harness the inner energies within so you can achieve everything you know you're capable of achieving. If you're ready to crush your limiting beliefs and all the things holding you back from living the life that you know you're capable of living, the life you want, if you're ready, then head to energyawarenesssecrets.com. Once again, that's energyawarenesssecrets.com. Put your email in the box and change your life. I'll see you over there.